From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. Well, you know, we always love to let you know what's going on around the community. One of the things we've been talking about in recent months, the Mosaic Arts and Music Cafe. Have you caught on to this in Santa Fe yet? It's a ministry of, I want to say Youth for Christ, but Karen Lafferty, Crew. It's Crew is what it is. And Karen Lafferty, a musician that's been in Santa Fe for decades. You may remember Karen's, for those old enough to remember, in the Jesus Music days, one of the beautiful songs that she put together was Seek Ye First, way back in the day, when she was like two. But Karen's doing great work in Santa Fe, and the Mosaic Arts and Music Cafe is part of that. They meet at the Santa Fe First Church of the Nazarene on Don Diego, north of Cordova, and they've been having regular events going on. I would encourage you to go to their Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/ Mosaic Music Arts Cafe and find out what they're doing. They've done Christian karaoke and open mic, and they've had artists that have come in. They've had days where you go in, it's kind of like a market in there, but just a lot of great things happening in Santa Fe. So check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/ Mosaic Music Arts Cafe. And with this being the week that we're going to be doing the National Day of Prayer, I absolutely want to call your attention to what's happening in Civic Plaza on Thursday. Of it being the National Day of Prayer, the activity over there at the Civic Plaza in Albuquerque gets underway at 4:30. Families, there'll be bounce houses, food trucks, all kinds of family fun. And then at 6 o'clock is really when the stuff on stage starts to take place. Live worship with Sean Curran from Passion. So some real quality worship music. And Vince Torres, who's been a voice in our community for quite some time, is going to be speaking and encouraging us to pray for our leaders and kind of walk us through that National Day of Prayer event. Really revamped this year. It's going to be a nice experience for the whole family. And after that main event at 8 p.m., it's going to be an evening dedicated to the youth in our community with music from Aaron Cole. This is all free, by the way, at the Civic Plaza on Thursday. And if you want details about the event, go to lovenm.org to find out more. Now, if you're listening in other parts of New Mexico, go to nationaldayofprayer.org. You'll find information about events in Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Clovis, Las Vegas, Belen, Silver City, Santa Fe, and more. Las Cruces, nationaldayofprayer.org. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have Nate Heitzig and Mark Ronchetti on the broadcast to kind of walk us through what to expect Thursday for that event in the Civic Plaza. And then after our time with Nate and Mark, we'll spend time with the vice president of the National Day of Prayer, talking about how you can prepare for that day. So make sure you're tuned in tomorrow. And right now, let's welcome into studio Leticia Chavez. Welcome back into studio, Leticia Chavez-Paulette from A Peaceful Habitation. Leticia, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Thank you for allowing me to come, Steve. Thank you.
I want to tease right away that our listeners need to stay with us in the second segment. We're going to go into more detail about a gala that's coming up that they're going to want on their calendar. But for those not familiar with A Peaceful Habitation, which, by the way, it's apeacefulhabitation.org. That's the website to go to. Let our listeners know a little bit about the ministry, maybe the history and where it's, you know, what it's gone through and where it is now and who's impacted.
Sure. So A Peaceful Habitation is a Christian organization that was established in 2005. And what we do is we serve justice-involved and marginalized women. And that means that it's any woman that's been through domestic violence, human trafficking, you know, any issues that have affected her life, or they have been incarcerated at some point in their life, and also, you know, have had a substance use disorder of some sort. And so the reason we started it was because I found myself incarcerated for a total of 5 years because of an addiction. And so when I was incarcerated, you know, I got saved in jail. You know, a CO led me to Christ. And so when I went to prison, I went as a Christian, but, you know, I was surrendered to God and everything. So I kept seeing the women coming in back in very quickly after they would leave. And so I was very nervous about what was going to happen to me.
Recidivism is still at a high rate, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how important it is to see the Lord do a work. I hear just part of your story, and I think, wow, it's the hand of providence, right?
Of course, yes.
He had a perfect plan to introduce you to Him.
He did,
and that's encouraging.
Yes,
and clearly, you have a heart for people that have gone through similar circumstances to what you experienced. So, let's talk to both. Let's talk to someone who maybe has been through that, and let's talk to the families of those involved with any of the people you just mentioned, and help to connect them with the resources available through a peaceful habitation.
You know, I think all of us have been through something, just that some of us got caught, some of us didn't.
Yeah.
You know, so the thing with the families is that they're doing time with us, even if we're not incarcerated, but if we're, you know, in our own mess and things like that, our families are struggling right through us. And so the thing that a peaceful habitation does is it provides wraparound services for, you know, the women that come to the home, and they've all been through stuff. They've all been, you know, done their time already. Now it's time to get their second chance and try to start life over. And so we provide them with you know, getting their documents in place, getting employment and keeping employment, signing them up for housing, getting the simplest things like even hygiene or clothing.
Simple to us maybe, but it can get overwhelming, right?
Yes, all the choices.
Yeah, and culture shock.
Yeah, culture shock after you get out. Well, culture shock when you go in and culture shock when you get out.
And even 5 years. Okay, you mentioned 5 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, some might say, well, that was kind of, you know, no, you try to do it first of all. And second of all, even in 5 years, how much changes?
Oh, yeah. When I went in, the phones were, you know, those big brick things.
Yeah.
And when I came out, they were the little ones, you know, the Nokias and everything and the flip phones. And then also people weren't using cash or checks that much.
Yeah.
Everybody had already started using debit cards, you know, so that's how fast technology changes. And that's how we have to relearn all those things once we get out.
You know, Leticia, I have to imagine I'm pretty ignorant about the experience that you went through. And I have to imagine in the same way, for example, I'll often say, you know, people get they prejudge people. For example, I pull up at an intersection, there's someone standing on the median. And all of us probably think we know. But the truth is that everyone's got a story.
Yes.
Until you understand that story, maybe speak to that. How important it is to, and I guess maybe the misconceptions that some people may have. You know, some people may be right on, but the truth is, chances are you may be off on some of your misconceptions.
You know it. It's true. And even some of us that have done time, you know, we think that we know everything. We don't. But all of us have some trauma that triggered that downward spiral. You know, like maybe some of us suffered domestic violence and then we didn't know how to get out of it. We didn't know how to ask for help. We were full of shame and we didn't know that our family would support us or, you know, not condemn us. And so we keep it all inside and we don't seek for help. We don't seek the resources that are available to us and just, you know, give up. Sometimes we don't feel that there's hope. And some of those individuals, I was on the street. When I was on the street, there was teachers, people that just, you know, something happened and he just fell out and started using drugs to just numb that pain. Because sometimes we don't know how much pain people are going through and what they're using to heal themselves sometimes, self-medicating.
Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Leticia Chavez Paulette with A Peaceful Habitation. Go to the website, apeacefulhabitation.org. We're going to take a quick break and come back and let you know about a gala that's on the way. Motown lovers, don't go anywhere. We've got good news for you. That's on the way next on ABQ Connect. All right. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. We're in studio with Leticia Chavez Paulette of apeacefulhabitation.org. Their website is apeacefulhabitation.org. And Leticia, I'll let you articulate it in about 30 seconds, although we covered it in the first segment, in case someone missed it. Essentially, the ministry of A Peaceful Habitation
is to provide, empower, equip, and encourage justice-involved and marginalized women.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and you talked about women who had been seeking shelter,
yes,
or women who are coming out of incarceration, or just maybe in general at risk.
Yeah, just at risk, you know, and or just need help.
Yeah.
You know, we just help any woman that needs it.
Yeah, well, and a lot of us need help.
Yeah, we all need help, yes.
but we left our first segment teasing what's coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday is our big, I believe it's our 15th annual gala.
Nice.
Yeah,
when you mentioned when the ministry started, I was like, you know, anytime someone says 2000 something, you always think, oh, that's pretty, wait, that was 19 years ago. So yes. You've been doing this gala. This isn't your first rodeo.
Nope.
And expect great things. It's Motown Praise Town is the theme.
You know, we always look for fun themes.
Yeah.
We're known for our themes. We've had some really cool ones.
Well, and we were talking off the air. I'm kind of a Smokey fan, Sam Cooke. That's just great music from that era. But as we talk about music, that's going to be part of it, including a musician that you have to be a part of it.
Yes, Mr. Kevin Pollock of Whoop Entertainment, and they are just an amazing band, and they play jazz, they play Motown, they play praise and worship. They're amazing.
It's going to be a lot of. Are you a dancer?
I used to be.
Yeah.
Until I got married.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't. I was going to say, well, what kind of dancer? I don't know. It's been a long time. So
I was more of the disco era.
Yeah. But there's going to be a lot happening. Now, this is really your biggest annual fundraiser.
Yes, yes, it is. But it's also the best time to gather with as many people, you know, to tell as many people about A Peaceful Habitation as we can. Yeah. We have most of our guests are from churches that have supported us. So the volunteers and other people that know about us from all those years have come and support us and encourage the women that we, you know, that we acknowledge, because some of the ladies that are at the home, they'll be sharing, you know, a little bit about themselves. We'll be graduating one that just graduated her 6 months.
And that's then encouraging.
We'll have a graduate from 7.5 years ago, and she's still doing amazing.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, and again, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Leticia Chavez Paulette with Peaceful Habitation. And as we mentioned, the gala Saturday, it's not just for the sake of mentioning. So, so we're making you more of a know-it-all. The idea here is, you know what? What a great ministry. I think I'd like to be supportive of that. And if you're not sure if you want to be supportive, well, here's what you can do. You can go online to apeacefulhabitation.org, and all the way over to the right side, there's a drop-down menu under More, and all the way at the bottom of that is the 2024 gala details. Go there, find out about the gala. There's going to be an auction, a raffle, and the music we already mentioned, I'm guessing you're in mostly in need right now of attendees. However, could someone still provide auction items and sponsorship for the event?
Oh, yes, of course. We'll always take sponsorships. And yes, we'll take anything we can get. But yeah, we would love for people to come and, you know, let us know. We did have to turn in the number, but, you know, we still have some spots available. And just come and learn about it, because it's essential to learn about what's going on in our community and what's working and what isn't. We did have a special guest who is Councilwoman Grout will be there.
Very good.
You know, so she's been supportive of our program. And,
good.
You know, it's been really great.
Well, and for those of you that were listening and saying, oh, it's this Saturday, I have planned Saturday night. Well, I have information for you. This is going to be at 11 o'clock.
It's a luncheon.
The Sheraton Uptown. So you can still make it. And even for those of you that are doing the whole, well, may the 4th be with you. It's okay. It's okay. You can do it Motown style on Saturday, right,
yes,
Leticia?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, Leticia, but I do want to make sure that people know where to go, apeacefulhabitation.org. And then as far as the gala, all the way over to the right at the top of the page, under more, go to the bottom and you'll see the information for the gala. The other thing is, Leticia, for those who can't make it to the gala, there's always opportunity to be supportive of what's happening at A Peaceful Habitation. And I'm assuming on the webpage, there's a place for you to go to support what's going on.
There is a donate button.
And actually scroll down to the bottom of the homepage.
Yes.
You'll find that donate button. But for those who may be curious, contributions towards the organization, what does that go towards?
It just goes toward the operation of the organization, you know, for the rent, for the transitional home, for the clothing that we need to get sometimes for the women and, you know, transportation for them.
Yeah.
The vehicle needs gasoline, you know.
That's right.
And we always need, you know, I know I always say this and I shouldn't, but we always need toilet paper.
No. Well, right.
You know, yeah, dishwashing soap, laundry detergent, those things,
yeah,
you know, just to operate a home.
The stuff that you need to operate your home, that's what's needed.
Yes.
Yeah. So be a part of it and connect with the organization, A Peaceful Habitation, at their website. It's just that, A Peaceful Habitation. .org. Leticia Chavez-Paulette, first of all, thank you so much for what you're doing to make this community a better place.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity. It's such a blessing.
And thank you for coming in and giving us all that information. Have fun. You should dance. You should go dancing at the event. I know you're going to be running the show, but take some time to just, you know, relax and enjoy and spend some time. It sounds like great fellowship.
I was thinking of doing the Soul Train
dance,
you know, but we decided against it.
All right. Hey, stick around. Evangelicals and their place and involvement as it regards to politics. We're going to have a chat with one of the experts on that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.